Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 3380 Shannon Airport Circle, the Robin's Nest Cafe. Aaron Lunsford, Luke Curtis here. It is great to be here. Aaron, I'll start off with you. What do you do here?
Well, I am managing the cafe, and so I'm just having lots of fun getting to know the customers and really trying to boost our customer... I can't think of the word, but I'm just trying to enjoy the growing and getting us out there to the community and letting it really Fredericksburg and all surrounding areas that we have this cafe here.
And that's one of the reasons I'm here, because I have heard great things about this and wanted to see it. And we're sitting out on a patio, and in the background you can hear planes. Yeah. Taking off, and what a great view you have, and this is a really unique place.
Yes, it is very unique, and you know, we want to grow more, but at the same time, I think it's so important to keep the certain atmosphere that we have. You know, that's what makes it so special, and I think that's what the people really love about it, and so. So really, it's a great place. You can come out here with your little ones, and I have two boys, and they just love, you know, the airplanes and just being able to kind of eat some good food, but at the same time enjoy the outside and pilots and airplanes, you know.
Yeah, no, for families and kids, and we'll get into what you've got inside with the restaurant, but it looks like it's like a 50s theme. Is that what it kind of looks like? That
yes, it is a 50s theme. A long time ago, when Shannon Airport, before I ever even knew of Shannon Airport, but what I've heard lots of is that it was a diner style, and everybody loved it. It was the place to get your burger, and so we kind of wanted to keep that theme, and a lot of. Every customer that we have says they just really enjoy that theme in that style.
Luke Curtis, the owner of Shannon Airport, and you've been the owner now, what, four years,
yes.
A lot of people would get an airport and start it up, and I don't know that, you know, having a restaurant like this is one of the first things that they would think of, but Aaron just mentioned, I mean, there's some history with this airport.
Oh, there is. So it's called the Robin's Nest Cafe. And it's called the Robin's Nest Cafe because the Curtis Robin aircraft that's in the museum, which is a 1929 Curtis Robin aircraft, and I could be wrong, it might be 1927, but anyway, late 20s, was actually hangared in the restaurant. So where the restaurant was, it used to be the hangar that a lot of the planes in the museum were worked on, the Shannon Air Museum. So, but Mr. Shannon had a cafe here, as Aaron said. She did a good job of explaining that. That was a cafe here in the 50s that he had, where he had the best, you know, he used to own the out where Central Park is, used to be Shannon Greens and the golf course. Yeah. And he had a dairy farm, a cattle farm there, not a dairy farm.
He owned that. He did. That was the Shannon.
He did, and he had beef. So he had they said they had the best Angus burger in town at the Shannon Airport, and he had the little cafe here. And they had guys like Dick Merrill, who flew the first transatlantic flight, who was here at the airport, who used to sit there every morning and drink coffee. In fact, I met him at 18 years old, had no idea who I was meeting. Yeah. So when we got back into the airport, we wanted to kind of bring that back. So we created the Robin's Nest Cafe, which is, as Aaron said, a 50s style cafe, and we serve great salads and burgers and milkshakes, and get to sit and watch airplanes. So it's been neat.
I look at the menu and I look at this place and I'm thinking, why haven't I been coming here for lunch?
Well, it's funny. We're getting ready to, they had a full kitchen here when Shannon had his restaurant. We have more of a smaller kitchen and we're getting ready to expand that kitchen. I think that's a good time to talk about that. So we're going to expand the kitchen to serve people a little faster. So we haven't really promoted it outwardly, but to the pilots, although it's open to the public. We'd love everybody to come. But obviously with limited space, sometimes it takes a little longer for lunch to get something hot, salads and Cuban. We have the best Cuban sandwich north of Havana, Cuba.
What is a Cuban sandwich?
So a Cuban sandwich is some people say they have Cuban sandwiches, but if you don't press the Cuban bread right with the honey butter and just have it just right, you really don't have a Cuban sandwich.
Okay.
And being that I grew up in Tampa with a lot of Cubans.
You were close.
Okay, I was close, and we love Cuban food. And so we have the best Cuban sandwich north of Havana. So,
is there some meat to it?
What does it have on it, Aaron?
It has turkey, ham, Swiss cheese. We put mayonnaise and mustard inside. But it's the actual bread that we use and the honey butter that we put on top of it before we press it that really brings the flavors all together. And it has pickles on it. So a lot of people don't realize that it's more special than just a deli sandwich, but when you press it and have all those flavors mixing, it just is wow in your mouth.
if you come in and you say, well, I want that sandwich, but I take this off, I take that off, then it's not a Cuban sandwich.
Okay.
So, a Cuban sandwich is a Cuban sandwich. I mean, but it's, I think we even have black beans now, black bean soup
with it. We can serve it with a cup of black bean soup, which might sound funny, but personally, I like to dip mine in the black bean soup. It's just delicious.
Okay, so I come in and I want the Cuban sandwich and the black bean soup.
A cup of black bean soup, yep.
Okay.
I give Ted one to go. We'll get Ted a Cuban and black bean soup to go.
This I'm learning so much. Okay, so Luke just mentioned about expanding the kitchen. What's all involved? What is that? Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. So. Right now, to give you a better, an easier look at what that means. So we don't have French fries right now, but obviously that's a huge request. Everybody wants French fries with their burger, right? So things like a deep fryer or, we don't have a lot of room back there either. So it's hard when we do get very busy. We're limited to what we can do because we're moving around in tight areas. So expanding things like that, getting some new equipment maybe. But as for the menu, I think it's important to keep your menu with what you know how to do well. So while there might be room to expand the menu, I kind of would like to keep it at what I know we do best. And right now we have, we have our menu and we know how to make those sandwiches and those entrees. And as long, they are the same when they come out every day and they're perfect. And so I get worried to expand too much, but.
And I've heard great things about the shakes here.
Yes, we use Hershey's ice cream, which is I think the best ice cream. Desserts, we kind of keep it to ice cream because I think that goes along with the 50s theme as well. And everybody loves ice cream. That's part of going to a diner and a cafe is. Our milkshakes are really good.
Mm-hmm. We're at 3380 Shannon Airport Circle. We're at Shannon Airport in Spotsylvania. The Robin's Nest Cafe is where we're at. Aaron Lunsford here, Luke Curtis here. Luke, one of my questions, and I see this all around, and so I know that there must be an easy answer to this because it's always the Robin's Nest Cafe at KEZF. What's KEZF?
So that's good. So in the old days, this was Whiskey, Whiskey 90, I think. They used to call it. The FAA has codes for airport. As we've gotten more airports in the U.S., it used to be just called EZF, which was the code of Shannon for pilots. So when they do flight planning, they could say we're going to EZF, but the K in front of it represents the United States. So KEZF says it's a United States airport. So KEZF Echo Zulu Foxtrot in the phonetic language of pilots. And so all pilots know, KEZF, that's Shannon. So we say take it easy at Easy F.
I get it. I've seen that, and I thought that it has to be some kind of something for the airport. And the website you have for the airport, and it gives you some great information and even some menus for the Robin's Nest Cafe, is shannoneasyf.com.
Yes, shannoneasyf.com is the website, and the menus on it. As we expand the kitchen, obviously part of expanding the kitchen too is we have to do things right by the health department, so we have to do some different things to expand. Which will help us out there, but it'll help us serve faster. Even what we do better, we have some cool things that we serve that are that need a little more room. So it'll be good. You know, we have a little flight store with the restaurant too, a museum store that's attached to it, so that you can get a T-shirt or a model, an airplane, something like that.
I saw that. So that's a nice thing. But this as we sit out here and you look at the runway. And you've got the runway, you've got Slaughter Pen Farm is right next door that the Park Service utilizes. This is
it's the best view of a battlefield in Fredericksburg. There's not a better view. I mean, you literally can look across, and actually, where we're sitting right now, much of the battle took place, because the airport's part of the battlefield, actually. Yeah. And I know, you know, the Meade had his cannons here, the Union General Meade had his cannons here, and the Confederacy was across the railroad tracks at the end of the runway, and all the way down 7 miles. But yeah, this is quite a view. To watch.
And there's a deer out in that field right now.
He is.
You know.
Now we won't serve him up for dinner unless a plane hits him, but hopefully he won't, you know. But no, there's a lot of deer out there.
Yeah, now this when Aaron was talking about, you know, you bring your kids here. What a great lunch, and what a great, I mean, this is the kind of place you come to, and whether you're inside, if for whatever reason, or you're outside, this is the kind of place where you make a memory.
Yes, it is. I mean, to be honest with you, we sneak over, my wife and I and our neighbors will sneak over here at night when it's closed and sit on the porch, because really, I mean, the view of the trains, you know, the main north-south track is gorgeous, and you've got the runway, the field. I mean, it's just a beautiful view, really, I mean, that you have out here. And when you see the aircraft coming in on a busy weekday or Saturday when the weather's nice, it's kind of neat to see the planes. The little kids love to see the planes. Aviation's a great thing for kids, I mean, to get involved in. You know, so there's a lot of pilots here that'll take time with people and sit, you know, talk to them about flying. And so it's kind of neat. A lot of the guys that used to be here when Shannon was here, Sid, have come back. Many of the guys that were here, and they'll be hanging around, flying in and talking and bringing their different aircraft in that are neat.
Well, and look, for so long, Shannon Airport had just kind of, there was not much happening here. Yeah. So this is a chance for a lot of people that remember some of these stories to come back.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if I said I'm the one that, you know, there was no traffic before me. But actually, when Mr. Shannon had it, Sid had it, it was a busy airport. And he had a lot of people here, and it was the neatest place to come. They had a Father's Day air show. And we're trying to get it, you know, back to that, what it was. And that apparently, you know, what we're hearing is people are really liking it, coming to it. So.
Well, and Aaron, you think about it, is you've talked about just kind of making the small steps is the way you all can feel comfortable and grow as, you know, grow as you need to.
Yes. I think, you know, I like what we do right now. We do it really well. We have a couple signature meals that everybody raves about, and it's important to me to keep those things really the thing that for years to come people talk about and say that sandwich is the best one. And so yeah.
And to sit here and have things like that, have planes all the time, like you say, your kids, if they ever bring friends here, they would be like me, of just like, wow, isn't that cool? And they're probably like, we see that all the time with mom.
Yeah, they still really, it's a treat for them to come out here. And again, it's just, you can't really get bored, you know, and you don't have to worry about, you can sit outside, you don't have to worry about making sure your kids are being still and quiet, and you can kind of just let them roam on this porch, and as long as we don't cross over the fence there, we're good. So
Now you've got a. I see you've got a popcorn machine inside. Any other kind of specialty things? Because I mean, you see a popcorn machine like that usually either at the theater or a special events kind of thing. It's kind of nice to see something like that sitting out.
Yeah, and that is complimentary. So that's anyone's welcome to have some. That goes along with our theme. It's got a nice little 50s style to it. Our ice cream is one of our specialty things. We have some really great chocolate chip cookies, but those are the things that are taste good. And so, again, we'll keep it simple as to what we offer, but at the same time, I don't think you'll be let down by the taste.
I'm hungry already.
Yeah, it's really great. One of our best sellers is the chicken salad sandwich. It's a simple recipe, but it's delicious, and it's nice and light for summer days, but at the same time, it's a sandwich, so you can come in any time of year, and it tastes good and feels good. And
well, and what I liked when I looked at your menu online is, because sometimes you go into bigger places, and it's so hard to figure out. There's nothing wrong with not having a limited menu, because... Right. You don't have as many choices, and you give it, there's enough variety that there's something everybody likes.
Right. And I also think that keeps down the risk of you ordering something and then being like, actually, I didn't really like that. You kind of know everything that's listed there. You're like, okay, yeah, I know what that's going to taste like generally. But then we hope that when they have it, they're like, okay, now that's the best one I've had out of any that I've ever tried. So, yeah.
Who knew? I didn't think we were going to... I didn't know there was this much air traffic here. This is terrific.
This is busy. I'll tell you what, it's good today. Everybody's out flying on a weekday, and so it's pretty neat. I was thinking while Aaron was speaking, they made a Greek salad this week. Now I'm Greek, so I'm picky about Greek salad. It's got to be... And I tell you, that was a good Greek salad this week. That's the special. Is that the special this week?
It is a special, but we're kind of thinking of adding that to the menu. Salads are a really big seller here, too. It's just because the way you present a salad, looks are everything, and they just taste so good, too. We can do the Greek salad. We have our normal cafe salad. It's loaded. It has... boiled egg, avocado, all the veggies on it. You can add any type of protein you want, chicken, turkey, ham. You can put bacon on it. I mean, there's just so much you can do with a salad here. And so you're not too limited when it comes to salads.
Lucas, we talked about this the restaurant part of this having history. When you got the airport, was this one of the first things you thought that you wanted to, when the time was right to get this going, at some point?
Yes. Yeah. I thought about, it's funny because there was a kitchen here at one time, a full kitchen, grease trap, everything. I mean, he had it here, but of course it got destroyed. It got run down. And actually, when we started tearing things out, we tore the old area the kitchen was in out because it was dilapidated.
Yeah.
There was no kitchen in it. So we thought about it. We didn't realize, we thought we'd start out small and see how people liked it. And, with a restaurant, as you got to be really unique, and you really got to serve people. And, I mean, people are looking for service and looking for good food. I know that, Erin likes to buy, the stuff she buys as much as we can is more natural stuff, organic at times and natural. I mean, you can't, there's things that aren't, you can't do that wholly, but the lettuce, the salad, I mean, we try to buy up purchase our meats and things like that. But, we wanted to be really good to draw people in, and we've built the airport back slowly, and people are now really coming in. But we really want to build the clientele of the restaurants come back, and it's starting to really get busier and busier. And at any given day, I mean, it can be loaded, And so, the restaurant, the flight school. We've done a few other things that Shannon didn't do and that we're trying to do just to make it kind of the the neatest GA airport around, and that's what we want to be. Excellent, you know, what we do with it. So we were in the AOPA National Magazine, the biggest pilot magazine in the country, the AOPA magazine in the February issue about the museum, which was neat because we've got people coming from out of state just to see the museum and eat at the restaurant. Maryland, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, of course, in a flight, that's only, they call it the $100 hamburger, because the hamburger is not $100, but the fuel is to get here. So, you know.
Have you had people fly in just to come to the restaurant?
We have a guy. I sat on the porch yesterday and talked to a guy from Southern Maryland. Now, it's a three-hour trip to get where he lives from here. But he flies over here in 30 minutes, and he comes over every week, and he gets the same salad, sits on the deck, and he loves it. So, yeah, so it's, you know, the $100 hamburger.
Well, Aaron, you're doing something right.
Well, I have a great staff to help me, and everyone, another great thing about here is everyone works as a team, so, you know, you're never going to be left in a moment where you have no one to help you out, so that's really, really great, too. But, yeah, we have a couple of regulars now that are local business people off of the route too, and so yeah, it's really fun and exciting, and I really hope to get everyone as many people as we can out here.
Seniors get a discount like me, you know, and then first responders and military get a discount, you know, so we love our first responders and military, and yeah, so it's been really fun. It's fun to talk to the conversation in the restaurant. A lot of times, you just see a lot of pilots in there, and it's just the conversation's great. So.
No, but I mean, what a great advertisement though that you've got somebody from Southern Maryland. I mean, they don't have to deal with a nice bridge, and they can just fly in here, have lunch, get their salad, going back home.
Yep. That's I didn't even realize it until the other day. A guy told me, he said, "Hey, I come over every week." So.
This is really this section of Spotsylvania and what you're doing here, and I know you've got a lot of plans, and we're gonna do another podcast down the line and talk more about the museum. There are a lot of things happening here, and you've got even other things in the future planned.
Yes, my wife reminds me of that all the time to slow down. But I have Kim's been a big support in this with me doing this together, but we want to do things with across the runway, you know, this, as we talked about the battlefield, and we have four houses across the runway that are little houses from the 30s, and we wanted to do you know, more of a bed and breakfast type of thing with that. We have the restaurant where people could fly in the future, park their plane, or drive in and stay at the house for the night and come in and see Fredericksburg and see the battlefields of Spotsylvania and Stafford and the area around. And so we hope to do that too next. And also train up kids with events like the Harvest Festival. I know we're gonna talk about that later, but the 25th through the 28th of October of this year, we'll have the Tuskegee Airmen, the C-54 that drop candy on Berlin, and of course an air show on Saturday, and chapel service on Sunday in the museum, and a bunch of things.
Yeah, I got a lot to talk about with you. Before we're almost out of time, but one thing I didn't ask you: where did you your love of aviation? When did that begin?
I was a white knuckle flyer for a long time, petrified. And I think finally, when God showed me He didn't need to kill me in an airplane, He could kill me anywhere. I decided that it might be a good time to start flying. So in 2004, I started flying for our business, and I got my license in 2006. I got about 1,800 hours, and I fly for our business. But I love the airport being here, and I knew a little bit of the history because I'd been here at, you know, 18 years old and come to some of the air shows. And as I got here, Billy and Stanley, who had the airport, they kept it for a long time from developers, which was really good. They did a good job with that. Yeah. But as we talked about before, they lived here, and I just wanted to keep it going and kind of bring it back like it was. And I always loved aviation as a kid. I grew up next to Tampa International Airport, so I loved airplanes, you know. So never dreamed I'd be in an airport, but have an airport. But anyway.
Now, is this the type of thing, though, where you're around it all the time? Do you do much flying anymore? Or do you...
Oh, I fly every week, yeah. Okay. So I stay pretty busy flying. So stay current. You know, and flying, you always got to respect it. You know, it's, if you don't respect it, that's when it gets dangerous. It's very safe. if you respect it. If you don't respect it, it's a good way to be the last time you fly.
Yeah. But Robin's Nest Cafe is where we're at, and before we get out of here, I'll have Aaron talk a little bit more about the menu and all. But it's been exciting to be here, Luke, just to see. This is I just feel like I'm here on the ground floor of something really big.
Well, I tell you, I hope it becomes. I think it's going to become big. I think people are already starting to enjoy it. We haven't promoted it a lot again outwardly, although everyone's welcome. But it's a great place to enjoy. It's great to have the people. It's only as good as, you know, people are. It's great to be around people.
And family oriented to the max.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Aaron, if I come, it's the Cuban sandwich and the black bean soup.
Yes. That is definitely a number one item on the menu that lots of people go to. But yeah, we have our chicken salad sandwich and all of I don't have the menu in front of me, and it's pretty bad that I don't know, but they all have a plain themed name to them. So like our burger, our cheeseburger is called a Blanca cheeseburger. We have a Pitcairn tuna salad sandwich. I think the cafe salad is the Stinson cafe salad. So they all have aircraft aviation theme. So that's kind of neat too. But we have a small children's menu too. You can kind of create anything off of the menu for your child. But we can do grilled cheese, PB&J. We have some chicken tenders. So yeah, we have a lot to offer, but I can guarantee everything's going to taste good. I can't even choose a favorite. I just love all of it. I go through each item during the week when I'm here to eat lunch.
The website is shannonezf.com, and the hours again?
The cafe is right now is 8 to 5, but again, that we might extend hours in the future. Okay. Yeah.
Just check out the website. Luke, thank you. This has been and Aaron and Ted, this has been it's been great to sit out here, and we've got to do this again.
Thanks, Ted. It's good to be with you.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted@WFVARadio.com. The best way to get in touch with me, Ted@WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.